Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Aston Villa were the visitors on Tuesday night for a behind-closed-doors clash in the FA Youth Cup. The two teams took part in a quarter-final clash. Victors over Huddersfield, Leeds and Watford have taken the young Newcastle stars to the quarter-final stage. But after only 67 seconds, Paul Appiah climbed highest at the back post to head home Hayden Lindley's corner to give Aston Villa the lead. And really, for Newcastle, it turned out to be a disappointing evening. The young players well and truly out of the FA Youth Cup. Hopefully the kind of match the scoreline simply part of their education as they run out 6-1 losers on the night. Aston Villa did look a class above, only for Josh Scott to give Newcastle a faint hope in what was a consolation effort. Into other news on the future of the club. And reports claim that one of those players, Elliot Anderson, could be in line to earn a few cameo appearances for the Magpies before the end of the season. Steve Bruce's team are now edging towards safety, and the 18-year-old midfielder is one of the most exciting prospects coming out of Newcastle Academy. He's very highly rated by all of those at St James's Park. He made his senior debut for the Magpies in their FA Cup defeat to Arsenal in January, and reports claim that Bruce is willing to try and throw him into the mix once they're safe and give him a number of minutes in what could be the start of a very bright future in the North-East. Into other news, and Newcastle United are hoping to agree a new contract with Jacob Murphy, with Rangers and Southampton now trying to sign the £6 million rated winger. Not so long ago, the one-time Norwich City youngster was on the outside looking in at St James's Park, but after moving on loan and coming back, Murphy's future at Newcastle seems to be settled, and it could well be that he's about to get a new bumper deal under Steve Bruce. And into other news then, and Sean Longstaff insists the mentality, character and determination of the team cannot be questioned. He returned to the starting 11. It's coincided with Newcastle gaining 8 points from 4 games, and the homegrown midfielder insists the morale is high and they're more together than ever. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.